I am obliged to the town council for their decision to invite the views of the public toward the forthcoming implementation of the youth curfew. The youth curfew, pioneered by Police Constable Mark Griffin in the Cornish town of Redruth, has been hailed by residents for the consequent reduction of 60% in antisocial behavior in the region. At meetings to air the views of the public toward the youth curfew, the curfew has been credited with improving family relations. Quoting Councillor Stephen Barnes, "It's been a great success. A lot of families have had to look at each other. I think it's brought families closer together." The use of curfews may also aid the protection of vulnerable children from gang violence and kidnapping by loitering adults, responsible for the disappearance of 1 in 5 children annually. Also resultant of the youth curfew are predicted improvements in the punctuality of the concerned youth. In addition to reducing the threat of human trafficking and child exploitation, youth curfews can also provide peace of mind for families by enabling them set healthy boundaries for their youth. The aforementioned boundaries concern all aspects of the youth's life, enhancing their civic development as future citizens. Furthermore, proponents of youth curfews choose to conclude their argument by citing the absence of suitable reasons for the unaccompaniment of youth on urban streets beyond ultimatums set by the curfew. On the contrary, youth curfews have been criticized for criminalizing juvenile behaviors. For example, visiting family members, working, or seeing a movie. In 2012, one student told the American Civil Liberties Union of Southern California that she was ticketed 3 times, once for running late to school, and a second time for attending the track and field event in the region. After 2 tickets, she stated that she felt very distrustful of police. She said she received her 3rd ticket after dropping her niece at daycare. Morgan Craven is the director of the School to Prison Pipeline Project, advocating against widespread adoption of juvenile curfews. In addition to criminalizing juvenile behaviors and unnecessarily introducing youth into the criminal justice system, Craven adds, the Austin Police Department curfew citation data shows that children of color were disproportionately targeted for violations. Brian, a 14-year-old boy in North Philadelphia, says that the police crackdown on Philadelphia's curfew makes him and his friends feel targeted. I feel as if our voices are not being heard, and if it is being heard, then people just don't really care, he says. It makes black kids feel like it's not even worth talking about our experiences. For kids and teens, research has shown that participation in community-based programs or after-school activities has been shown to more greatly reduce the likelihood of criminal behavior without the consequences associated with youth curfews, experts say. In conclusion, it is safe to assume that the widespread adoption of youth curfews may be affected by the criminal record and national schedule activities of the concerned towns and cities. In my humble opinion, I would like to oppose the widespread adoption of youth curfews for the presence of suitable alternatives to the flawed concept of juvenile curfew. To elaborate, the youth curfew promotes the bypass of the same curfew for the purposes of antisocial activities, promoting the same in the regions where they are adopted. Craven adds that the youth curfews have been shown to suppress antisocial activities as per president, leading citizens to dread their termination. Whereas laws are enforced to protect exceptions for important occasions, data has shown that police constables are likely to exploit the laws for personal bias, for example, social bias, racial bias, etc. In conclusion, I oppose youth curfews, for they may instead be replaced by the aforementioned alternative without the consequences attributed to youth curfew. I am obliged to the town councils for their dedication of their time toward the inclusion of my humble opinions in the decision concerning the potential implementation of juvenile curfew for our community. I rest my case and proceed to wish the town council a hearty good night.